Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Take off your coat.
Yo, look at my hair. Goodness gracious. What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west.
Little staticky right there, dog.
Well, I had a winter hat on, dude. I'm in the stream if you want to check out my
hair. You got gray hair growing, Jay.
Bro, I'm 43 and stressed.
No, I never knew you had gray hair, but you got it going on right there, brother.
I'll show them to the stream.
All over here.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I got one kicking right in here.
The only thing I'll point out is the amount of hair I have versus the amount of
hair.
But
you know what? Ball is sexy, homie. I'm just telling you straight up. All ages. Can I rub your head? Yeah, go ahead, baby.
I have never asked you that, sir.
I didn't say men. Don't want you to ask me. Let's get that straight.
I complain about where I live a fair amount. Obviously, they should sell beer in the grocery store, but I have a new top of the list item for the people of Montgomery County.
What's that?
To make these decisions. Put the kids back to school, please. Put the kids
back
to school.
Montgomery County has it. Fairfax County has it. Stafford. Most of Virginia didn't.
Is D.C. back in?
D.C. went back today.
I got the little school my kids go to is, I don't know, but a mile from the D.C. line.
But what
they should go with D.C.
But see what
because
I keep.
Because Montgomery County's so big, I understand like Damascus might be messed up.
See, it has nothing to do with the fact that your kid's been close to D.C. It's about the whole state. That's the same thing that happens with Loudoun County and Fairfax. There are parts of Fairfax that got a lot more, and there are parts that didn't get a lot. So ultimately, you can't say, oh, you all go back to school. Get an advantage over the other idiots because they got more snow.
But this is a Catholic school. Like, it doesn't have to be regulated by the county.
But the Catholic school got to go along with something.
Start
like
your own.
The NFLPA.
Revolt.
The NFLPA normally goes along with whatever the damn government is doing. So my daughter, she don't care. She be looking at the TV. Oh, is the government going to work tomorrow? I'm like, nah, oh, good. Because she knows she's not going.
The roads are fine. B and I just drove out here, and let's be honest, Brian, we both drove out here in a little bit of a hurry, and we made it just fine.
Hey, my area was cool. I got a little sitting at home chilling. I'm like, man, I'm going right up the street. Then I look, I was like, oh, hell. It's 19 minutes to get there.
You know what was remarkable, dude, is so I did the alt cast last night, and I had to drive down to Cap 1. And so my house to Cap 1, my house to everywhere, is seemingly I just take Massachusetts Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the only place I go regularly that I don't take Mass Ave is coming out here. And I even take Mass Ave for like a hot second before I jump down to Clara Barton. But so from my house, which is basically where Mass Ave ends in Maryland, all the way down to Capital One, I had no issues, even in my neighborhood, until I got to 6th Street Northwest. 6th and H, making the right, mm-hmm. Making the right on 6th to go to cut down towards the arena, was completely untouched. Like, I don't understand how a downtown busy ass street like that could be. Like, I swear the dude that was in charge of plowing that Chinatown area just like got stoned and forgot that one street. Like, everything else was perfect except one street. It was bizarre.
You know what it probably was? Probably was a car sitting there parked.
Yeah, somebody just messed
it up. Those that don't move their cars, what they'll do, they'll plow you in, and then they just stop plowing, and then you get told, and they will complain about you. But the whole thing, like, when I left D.C. yesterday, there were roles that were untouched. They were rolled out here. They were taken care of.
I will throw a plow on the front of my 4Runner and plow the streets if it means my children go back to school. Brian, December 20th is the last time they went to school. Like, my 9-year-old might not be able to read anymore.
Man,
like,
your 9-year-old can read. She's reading at home. The kids okay. I mean, they're going to get back to school. They'll be all right.
I don't know. I don't know if they ever will. What if they just call school till April? They're like, all right, after spring break, we're back in. That's the base we're on.
You get a little asinine now, Jay.
There's 6 inches of snow. It wasn't a foot.
They're not going anywhere right now.
They need to go back to school.
They're going.
All right.
You see, you pay all that money, then you want them to go back to school.
Dog, pay for something, I think. All right. I wanted to have a conversation. So we are back in Ashburn. It is wild card week. Today is the day everything's going to get real. You'll hear from Dan Quinn about 12:30. Jaden Daniels will talk this afternoon. We get to be in the locker room this afternoon. So whatever kind of upbeat, you know, speculation Dan will give us about the injuries to Lattimore and Biotish, and maybe, you know, go down the list. You want to know what's up with Cornelius Lucas. Like, there's guys we're going to be interested in. We're going to hear about it today. They have to put out an injury report. The NFL is absolutely paying attention to these injury reports now because it's playoff week.
Hell yeah.
You know, rather than 32 injury reports coming out, there's only 14. There's a lot more interest on these, particularly by people in Las Vegas. So we're going to get some real information today, getting ready for Sunday Night Football in Tampa. And B, I wanted to kind of start by, there's a lot of unsung heroes that do a lot of work out at out here in Ashburn at Commander's Park, right? And, you know, the equipment guys and kind of the facilities guys out here, they do a hell of a job.
Yeah. And well, I'm going to go with the young lady.
Driving the forklift all the time? Sure.
She handles stuff, bro.
Dude, what's really cool is I've been out here since she got that job, whenever that was. I want to say it was like kind of during COVID. And I remember her driving the forklift when she first started here versus now. Dude, I was in the bubble shooting something last week or something, and she came in, was moving, made a quick left, had to go all the way down and around, put like 3 pallets of the waters up on the forklift, backed it all the way out. And you know how those doors come up and down and you got to like time it? I was like, damn, that was impressive.
She's good, man. And looks good doing it. She look, bro.
Stylish.
No, bro, she is stylish as hell. I just saw her. I walked in. I'm like, damn, the nails today? She got the nails flowing, bro. And then every weekend at the games.
Yeah, the big old jacket.
Bruh. It's kind of like what Denzel was. What was the more American Gangster?
Yeah.
She kills Denzel. She got more jackets than Denzel did.
I think of, have you ever heard the Dolly Parton song, Coat of Many Colors? Whenever I see that one coat with all the different colors.
Oh, yeah.
But B, today specifically, and I wanted to ask
you. I think she and Bria went to school together.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you this. I don't know if you noticed this. That was Brian's phone, not mine. walking in and where we park out there.
Yeah.
You walk in and you can see the practice fields out on your right side. It sure looked like those fields were cleared. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
So I get when you're practicing for the week, you always want to practice in the conditions the game is going to be in.
Yeah.
So, like, for Dallas.
You can't get Tampa here.
Well, for Dallas week, they practiced in the bubble because it was cold and nasty, and they were going to play indoors.
Yeah.
Tampa's going to be an outdoor game.
Yeah.
It's also going to be 65 degrees.
It's going to be 65 degrees.
You need to practice on grass that?
You want to go on the grass because you get a better feel for it. And then, again, we don't know. Tampa could end up being in the 40s, and it feels like it's 30. You know? They have some weird little stretches that goes throughout down in Florida. I go down to Florida a lot to play golf. And I'll wake up in the morning, and I'm looking at the forecast. It says 68. And my dude, my buddy, he's not getting dressed. I'm like, what you doing? Man, it's too cold to play. I'm like, to hell with that. I didn't come down here to sit in the house. So I go play. I got the course to myself. I fly around. They won't go outside unless it's over 70.
Yeah, I mean, you live down there. That's craziness. It's a different world. It's funny, I got to talk to Tony Dungy this morning, and he and I were talking. He brought it up, the 99 game where you were the only person. He's like, man, we held them all out of the end zone until B. Mitch returned that kick. There were no touchdowns. Skins didn't score a touchdown except you.
You asked him about the time we practiced against him?
No, but we were talking about he could I did it outside, and he's like, oh, I love seeing your Christmas decorations in the snow. And I was like, Coach, my kids have been here for three straight weeks. He's like, I'm not sure I missed the snow days. Because he lives down in Florida now, too. Do you think, though, all right, so I pulled up the weather. Sunday night, Sunday with a high near 63. This is Tampa.
Okay.
Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. It's going to be about 50 degrees. You think these boys need to practice outside in the snow to get ready for that?
Yeah.
Man.
See, the thing of it, this is the mindset of the person that's not playing. You're looking for the easy route. You want to have the conditions as tough as they can so the game is going to be easy. Like, you hear guys always say, man, practice is way harder than a football game. Why not make it more difficult? You know what I mean? Because, listen, Jay, the coaches stand out there in all their gear. And what they always tell you, this weather's not that bad. The players can't put on all that weather, on all that gear and really move around.
Right.
Coaches got on damn overcoat, got all kind of lining in their stuff. The player can put on a shirt, like a Nike or a Reebok shirt. They can put and they put on their stuff and they go for it. But that's what their job is.
Right.
You know, like when it's super, super hot and you're going to a cold place. You can't make it cold there, but you can make it extreme with the hot ass weather. And then when you get to the cold, it's gonna be easy. You'll be able to handle it. I think they need to it's more about the footing than it is anything.
Yeah, and the field you would expect to be in pretty good shape, right?
Yeah. I just think that when you go inside, it's just something mental. Like, we inside, oh, and that field is not as big as the other fields.
Yeah.
So
the bubble
is
tight.
You lose a little something when you're inside.
Yeah, I agree with that, man.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
I think it's going to be really interesting to kind of gear up for this week, this game. We'll get to talk to Jaden today.
And they won't need anything to get them ready for this week. It's the playoffs. If you need to be hyped up this week, you're in the wrong damn business.
Totally.
You need to go home.
Totally. I think they're going to be quite hyped. I don't think hype should be an issue. You know, you've got to – I think you really – I don't know how they do this, and it's obviously going to be a challenge. Tampa's a good team.
Yeah.
You got to try to speed Mayfield up and then get him in the mind – of trying to force plays. And I think as fans and I would even imagine the coaching staff is saying this, they're probably going to give up some big plays, and you live with that if you can create takeaways in this thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you give up – Mayfield's a guy that looks downfield and pushes the ball.
Right.
If you can do that, if you can counterbalance that by getting takeaways – that's okay. You can't just give up the big shots.
Hell no.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
But you got to be able to generate takeaways in this. And I think that's how you equalize a defense that can maybe get exposed on the back end is if you can force a fumble, can force a pick. Mayfield did tie for the NFL lead in interceptions. And I think that's got to be the focus is just speeding him up. Now, he can play well.
Well, you can speed him up. Also, you can make sure he holds the ball. Because, see, the thing that happens is you hear about coverage sacks.
Yeah.
Hell, what if we have some different looks in the secondary that makes him have to hold the ball a little longer? Maybe somebody gets to him. You know what I'm saying? So the thing of you just want to take any quarterback out of rhythm. And once they're out of rhythm, whether it's them speeding up or slowing down, they normally mess up, point blank.
Sure. And you know what? In some way with Mayfield, you might be right, like, slowing him down might be more dangerous because he seems to thrive in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like people at his feet. He's able to move. We saw that week one where they got pressure on him. I think you need kind of the coordinated pass rush in this one and not where guys kind of go on their own. And
come with that.
Washington's generally been pretty good about that, I would say. It's going to be quite interesting.
Strizzy just put out a point, though. See, it's cold out here, but the sun is out.
Well, what's good, when the sun's out, it starts to melt the snow.
But what happens with the sun, too? You don't have to worry about the sun being in your eyes. Well, it won't be in your eyes. It's going to be at night. So in Tampa, so it's all kind of little things that you can find a way to say, well, they could go inside, but it comes back to go outside.
Dude.
You know, everybody's talking about, oh, we don't have bubbles, this, that, and the other. Washington went to 4 Super Bowls without a damn bubble, people.
Sure. Right.
Okay? They practiced in the elements. They went out there, did what they had to do, and they beat teams that had bubbles. So it's all about what you think and how you feel.
I think eventually, the way this ownership group rolls, I think they'll build a legit
bubble.
Facility.
What I'm saying is don't make you win.
No, I agree with that.
Right. Buffalo had a bubble. Buffalo had cold weather. Buffalo lost every Super Bowl.
Right. Since he doesn't have one, yeah. And the Bengals were in the Super Bowl 3 years ago.
Okay.
I think, the bubble stuff is – because, dude, now that Washington has a bubble, like how far down the arms race rabbit hole do you want to go? Because what Washington has now is a bubble where the players have to walk across the parking lot to get to
That's what we had in New York.
Right. But, like, compare that to, I mean
– the Ravens?
The Jets facility is incredible. They stink. They have
like the Eagles, you still walk across the parking lot. They don't have a bubble. It's more of a structure, but it's about as big as that one in there. They still get everything. They have a lot of accomplishments.
Dude, I mean, think about the two places we went and watched joint practices with this summer. The Jets and the Dolphins had significantly better facilities than Washington does. Neither of them are in the playoffs. Yeah. One of them's looking for a new coach, probably a new quarterback. The other one is keeping everybody, but Tyreek might nuke the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, facilities are terrific.
Yep.
And there was a problem here for a very long time where they invested nothing in the facilities. Mm-hmm. But these dudes are now maximizing what they have.
But let's think about this.
They think long-term about where they're going to go.
We got the bubble. We were worried about this, and they were talking about this stuff. This team rolled in and got 12 wins this year.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's not about the bubble. It's not about all the stuff we talk about. It's about the horses you put on that football field and how they think and feel. And those guys went out there and got it done.
I didn't get to watch any of it. Did you watch any of the golf stuff last night?
No.
All my buddies were texting me about it.
I was trying to, but you know what? My eyes got heavy.
Oh, yeah? You fall asleep in the chair?
Bro, listen, man, I don't know what's up with that sofa. I think it got, like, a little massage. Because as soon as I sit on it, I don't care if it's daylight
or
dark.
What's the stuff in Turkey? The turkey that makes you tired? I think your couch has that. The
tryptophan.
Yeah,
bro.
you got
tryptophan. As soon as I lay on this couch, it's like, oh, I'm going to sleep, bro. Every seat on that couch has a recliner.
Oh, breaking news on the fan. Everybody's been waiting for the big news. The Nationals will finally sign somebody in free agency. Per Andrew Golden, the Nationals announced they agreed to a one-year deal with infielder Ahmed Rosario. Rosario is an 8-year vet who has played for 5 teams. Last year, he was with the Rays, Dodgers, and Reds.
And you say they wouldn't spend money.
Our guy Bobby Blanco calls him a super utility guy. I mean... Bang.
Hey,
take
man.
The over on the win total. Here comes the World Series. Lanville, did you watch any of the golf? I didn't get to. I was in Wizards Land.
I watched a little.
How was it?
I was all right.
That was kind of the vibe. I'm on like a couple big group chats with like guys I play golf with, and people were like, you know, there's something.
Did they like it?
It was more like a, there's something cool here, but it's not exactly it.
But, you know, when I'm playing all of those, like, video games and things like that with golf, and even the ones you can go out there hitting to the net, into the screen, I always wonder what the pros would do doing it.
Yeah.
So, did they hit some amazing shots? You know, I would like to know that.
Landini, did they?
Sure.
Man, if you don't know about golf, man.
Who's our golf expert? Where's Jeff? Is he back in studio?
Please.
Jeff, honestly, of the simulator fake golf world, Jeff might be the expert.
In the fake golf world, Jeff might be the expert.
Here's the best comment I got from my boy, Clinny. Brad Kleinitz, in one of my group threads talking about the golf league last night, he said, the shot clock is neat, but they should have used it on the DJ Khaled interview. I don't know. Apparently DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Yeah, just kept going and going. Here's what we're going to do. Rick Stroud covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFL. Rick Stroud's going to join us next. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley just getting warmed up on a Wild Card Wednesday.